This is Dakota Datebook for March 26th. North Dakota and South Dakota have been rivals for a long, long time. Congress created Dakota Territory in 1866, and Yankton eventually wrestled with Bismarck over being the territorial capital. The two states' sports teams have also competed for supremacy for over 100 years. Oddly, in 1880, the rivalry ran fiercely hot over which state had the coldest climate. Yankton's newspaper editor wrote that northern Dakota had worse ice, snow, and cold than balmy southern Dakota, and the names of the two future states accurately reflected those chilling climate facts. From Yankton's viewpoint, northern Dakota created bad publicity for all of Dakota because the eastern newspapers stereotyped Dakota's blizzards and ice-bound prairies. The editor said those stories about northern Dakota's frigid blasts sent shivers to the very marrow of the nation. So it seemed that only Laplanders and Eskimos could possibly live in Dakota. Settlers, it was feared, would wisely choose warmer locales to avoid becoming frozen statues. The southern Dakota writer recommended renaming northern Dakota as Arctic Dakota, because every man in Bismarck invariably had a perpetual icicle hanging from his nose. Conversely, a southern Dakota winter was called a season of delight, with open windows, shirt sleeves, and meadowlarks in abundance. Its sunny hills and plains were always basking in winter's warmest smiles. Those cold-hearted words did not sit well in Bismarck. The Tribune's editor insisted that the climate throughout all of Dakota was generally the same and delightful. However, it was an undeniable fact that Yankton suffered more severe snowstorms than Bismarck. Yankton's blizzards were so terrible that people routinely got lost while crossing the street, and snowbound businesses there would oftentimes shut down for 2 or 3 days to dig out of massive snowdrifts. On this date in 1880, the Bismarck Tribune chastised those who were harping about the immense amount of snow and perpetual blizzards in northern Dakota as dead wrong, for there was less snowfall than in the southern portion. Northern Dakota held an unquestionable superiority over southern because its people could endure more fearfully freezing weather even if they did not have it. According to W.E. Dodge, who moved to Jamestown from Vermont, the people of northern Dakota would take no notice of what's considered a hurricane back east. He said blizzards were so commonplace that northern Dakotans only noticed those that were unusually severe. So even before the two Dakotas were separated by statehood, they had already developed a friendly rivalry in the raging whirl over freezing snow. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.